Hello and welcome to the Create the Love podcast. My name is Mark Groves and I am obsessed with wanting to understand human behavior and more specifically, how to create epic romantic relationships. And it is my purpose on this planet to bring relationship education to everybody, regardless of where they live and also what relationship circumstances they come from. And this podcast is dedicated to disseminating that information to you right into your ears, with each episode being an espresso shot of relationship knowledge that you can apply to your life right away. I'm curious, where are you stuck in love, in your relationships, in your life, and even just in your life, right? Because, you know, maybe you're constantly attracting the wrong partners, unavailable people, or you're healing from heartbreak and you don't know how to move forward. Maybe you're in a relationship, but it's plateaued and you're wondering, is this it? And how do I move beyond this? Whatever your situation is, I created something to help you get clarity fast. It's a free quiz called Where Are You Stuck in Love? This quiz will show you whether your next step is working on self-love, healing your past, learning to date with intention, or deepening your current relationship. The truth is, we can't change what we don't see. This quiz helps you pinpoint exactly what is keeping you from the love you want and gives you clear, guided advice on what to do next. Over 2,000 people have already taken it and had a major aha moment. You're next. Go to createthelove.com/quiz right now. That's createthelove.com/quiz, and let's get you unstuck.
Why I write about, talk about, lecture about, teach about codependency so much is because it is so misunderstood that I would say you're wrong if you think it doesn't apply to you, because I'm going to guess, and that's an educated guess, 96% of you are between moderately and highly codependent. And I'm going to tell you why people don't understand it, actually, to the point that I created a new moniker, basically. I created a new word or phrase because the women in my crew, mainly women, probably 20% men, 80% women, super high functioning, get it done. They're running the world type women who on the home front, on the business front, they're just doing it all. And they're like, I don't depend on anyone person. Like, I'm not codependent. So the new name is high functioning codependency. So I think we should have a working definition of codependency. So what do you say it is?
I think for me, I would say that it is where the object of our reading, our desire to fix someone, it's someone else. Like, it's the work that we are doing is about other people. I love that you said high functioning codependent. I've never thought of that term, but it right away makes me think that it also could be the, and I guess this is operating in the other definition too, is that we don't know how to be the focus of love or receive love, that our work is outward more so. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that is correct. So we are overly focused.
I feel good about that.
Right on. You should. We're overly focused on the other person. But there's more to it than that, because if the way that I would describe it is being overly invested in the feeling state, the decisions, right, the choices, and the outcomes of the people in our life. And it doesn't just have to be a romantic relationship. I find that the women in my crew and my own life before I had 7,000 years of therapy was that I could be codependently attached to anybody, like literally anyone. I could be overly invested in feeling someone says, oh, hey, you know, I'm looking for a new job. I don't like my job. Literally the next day, I'd be like doing a search. I'm like, I know a person who works here. I'm connecting you. If you want me to take a look at your resume, I will. You know, I know there's a good stop. So there's also the.
I know. I've never done this myself. What are you talking about? Uh-huh. I feel attacked right now. I'm codependent with gummy bears sometimes. You know, like I get it.
Yes. But why don't we want to be? What if you grew up in a chaotic system, an alcoholic system, an addicted system, a system filled with neglect, or even an authoritarian system, you were trained to see what other people need and be like, how can I get that to you? It's never about what you need, how your feelings are. You learn, because as kids, we're so incredibly adaptive. No one needs to teach you this, right? This is just like life school. We just learn it.
Attunement, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And you only need to like stick your hand in that fire of someone being mad at you, yelling at you, hitting you, screaming at you, icing you out, ignoring you. You don't need to do that often as a child to understand, figure out the ways to avoid having that experience. So that is an adaptive response, because how amazing are our brains and our emotional makeup that we're like, oh, how do I not get hurt? Okay, this is how I not get hurt. So that adaptive functioning, what happens in adult relationships, becomes maladaptive.
Yeah. The way that we protected ourselves and fit in the family system becomes the way that we actually create walls to love and vulnerability and accessibility. And it's amazing, because we don't, till we're having conversations like this and doing this on a larger scale, because it's not like when you go to school, they're like, hey, listen, we're going to teach you how to solve for X, but you will never know how to solve a conflict with your ex or your partner. And so it's so fascinating that like, we don't know these are maladaptive or dysfunctional till we feel like we, especially if we're a high functioning codependent, as you're saying, where we feel like we're an island, that no one can really access us, but we are constantly striving to get access, but only on the condition that they don't, like that it's not about us, which is so, because then we feel starved for connection.
Right. But the thing is, it's such, what's the word? It's like this crazy juxtaposition, or it doesn't go together, because what we're seeking is not happening because of what we're doing.
Yeah. It's like we're creating the thing we fear most. Right. Constantly, and just a cycle.
Using manipulation, guilt, and shame to get what you want. So again, as I said before, codependency is actually its own covert bid for power and control. Because we want to control things so things don't get chaotic. We can't stand the chaos of other people's lives. And so we don't even think about it. We are the auto advice givers. We are just doing it. And number 10, making excuses for the bad behavior of others. And trust me, I could have had like 30 points, but I figured I don't want to spend the whole time talking about points. So, I mean, if you nodded your head to more than half of those, yeah, and you did. So I'm not in your house.
And you did. I can't even see your face. The first one you said, I was like, yep, okay, well, it's a tough start.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Create the Love podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. And remember, great relationships don't just happen. We create them.